If we were lucky, the evidence would be useful in our ongoing efforts to bring the Coven leaders up on federal charges. But when it came to magic, only fools trusted luck. Medical examiner's here. Morales nodded to the white van as we made our way toward the scene. Hopefully they've identified the crispy critter by now. When Duffy had called that morning, he'd mentioned they found a body in the rubble, but it had been too badly burned for fingerprinting. You ever work a lab explosion before? I asked. He shook his head. Back when I was undercover in L.A., the MEA had a special task force that investigated clandestine labs. They handled all the explosion cases. I had a buddy who worked for them. He had some stories that made my work undercover seem like a visit to a preschool. How about you? I never worked one for BPD, but when I was a rookie, I was involved with the bust of a floating potion lab that exploded and set the Steel River on fire. I bet that impressed your superiors. Let's just say I made a name for myself early, I said. Also, when I was little, my cousin Rico set up a lab in one of those old conversion vans like the one Mr. T had on the A-Team. Anyway, he did something wrong with a new potion one day. I guess when the potion blew, it clung to him like napalm. He ran screaming down the road, trailing blue fire behind him. His clothes and skin melted as he ran. Jesus, Morales said. What happened to him? Uncle Abe shot him in the head. He said it was to put him out of his misery, but we all knew Abe was just afraid Rico would snitch if the cops got a hold of him. Abe had been the leader of the Votary Coven until he'd been arrested for racketeering and thrown into Crowley Penitentiary for arcane criminals. Luckily, I'd left the Coven a few years before he went down. I'm not a fan of your uncle, he said, but it probably was the most humane thing he could have done regardless. I didn't respond because I didn't like to give my uncle any credit, especially if he deserved it. Instead, I waved to Mez, who was conferring with Val Fredrickson, the lead CSI wizard on the scene. We headed toward the pair, dodging fire hoses and cops scrambling around the burnt husk of the old house. Across the road, neighbors and rubberneckers gathered behind police barricades to gawk at the charred ruins. "Do y'all bring the marshmallows?" Mez called. That morning, his dreadlocks were pulled back and woven with jade amulets and copper bells. He normally wore dark jeans with embroidered waistcoats. But in deference to the mess at the scene, he'd thrown coveralls over his clothes. Despite the outfit and the setting, he still somehow managed to look elegant. Val rolled her eyes. The pair were both talented wizards, but they were total opposites. He was tall with Japanese features, and she was short with waspy blonde hair. But together, they made up a sort of yin and yang of magic. "Good morning," she said. "I hope you don't like those clothes." She wore blue scrubs, her typical uniform when working a messy scene. Her comment referred to the intense scent of smoke and the fact that there was no way we'd be able to enter the soggy, ashy mess of that house without destroying everything we were wearing. "Luckily, I decided to forego the ball gown today." I wasn't too worried about the worn jeans and gray V-neck that made up my warm-weather work uniform, and my boots had slogged through way worse stuff than wet ashes. "Any new information on the Vic?" "They found a wallet on the scene, but until Franklin does his stuff, we won't be able to verify the deceased is the guy in the wallet." "What's the name?" Morales asked. "Basil Valentine." Everyone looked at me for a reaction. As the only member of our task force who'd grown up in the cauldron, they relied on me to fill in blanks when it came to major players. "He's related to Aphrodite, a nephew, I think." Aphrodite Johnson was the hierophant of the mystical coven of the sacred orgasm. As a sacred alchemical hermaphrodite, Aphrodite was both a he and a she, and both sides were vindictive as hell. "If the John Doe is Basil," Morales said, "whoever killed him is going to have themselves a real bad day once Aphrodite gets a hold of them." "That's assuming Basil is the victim and not the one who set fire to the lab," Val added. "Either way, I'm pretty sure someone's going to be visiting the Hierophant today," Morales said. "And I'm really hoping it's Detective Duffy and not us." "No shit."